It's the simple things in life that help you march on. And even something as simple as what I'm about to do, washing some t-shirts, can make you feel a bit different and a bit better. So yeah, this is day two. Day one, as I said earlier on, is where we got audio boom fixed, so I can do these. Because my audio boom broke, so I actually forgot that I was doing the marching on stages. You know, I said the other day, I think it was to Mel, that I said that I was going to do them. And I've just got really downcast lately, so let's go and get something good done. Let's do this washing. So, as I say, it's Monday, the 2nd of March, and we're going to get some work done. Not a lot, but enough. Two things need to happen today. That thing needs to come out and play, so the Roomba can come out and play later. The heating can be turned down. That'll be the next thing. Washing machine's going on. So let's do this. Let's get into marching on. Because marching on is a very good thing to be doing. When you're feeling down, you've really got to kind of do this. You've got to make yourself do things. And especially if you're feeling like crap, like I have been. Although, I've been ashamed to admit that I felt like this over the last few weeks. But I have. But you very quickly get into a trap. And you can end up feeling pretty down very quickly. You know, you can end up pretty down pretty quick. And it's awful. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, guys, seriously. I totally wouldn't. Because it's just horrible. You don't want it. You don't need it. You don't want to know anything. You don't want to experiment with anything. You don't want to do anything. You just don't want to be a part of anything. And it's really sad when it happens, but that's what it is. What the hell? Excuse me. What the hell am I doing with... Ooh. I'm not keeping that. A horrible t-shirt. Ew. Horrible thing. Ugh. Not keeping that. Yeah. Let's get all these. Should be enough there. That's a fairly decent amount. So, yeah. When you get to thinking about little projects and things that you must do, right. Well, I've got the load now. I'm going to put this all in. I think this will go in as one load. I don't know, but that dropped on the floor. Oh, it's that stuff. Where that came from. Toilet paper. Never mind. This is what we do on a Monday morning. As part of our marching on scheme of things. The other thing I'd like to do maybe today is repair Quinn. We'll see what we can do about that. I'm not going to make that a marching on part three, but... you never know, as we work through the day and work through projects, you don't know what we're going to do. So, let's do this, because this is something which I feel needs doing. It's a good project to do this, because I can spice up all these t-shirts and make things feel good again. You know, I just need to get more stuff done, and that's kind of it really. I mean, it's a fairly brave step to take to admit my failures and put them right. Now, as you all know, this thing has been replaced. And yes, you can tell it's quality. So let me turn it on. There it goes. It takes a while to come up. It doesn't beep or anything, it just appears. Do that. And hit that. There we go. So that's this project, by the way. Nothing much I can do with that. It can leave itself to its own self. But yeah, good times. As I say, one of the things I'm going to do today is sort out Quinn. I've got to go to Heron later and get some milk. And some foodie bits. Because I'm really not doing as well as I might have thought in some areas. So I'm going to make a new project today. I'm going to attempt to cook some bacon, which I've never done in my life, but I've got some, so hey, we'll try it. Just general stuff, you know, little projects, little things that kind of don't have much significance on their own, but when put together kind of leads to a good outcome. So yeah, as I say, I've got lots of projects to get involved in this year. You know, I'd like to go stateside. I don't know whether I'd get it this year, but I'd like to. I really would like to. There's someone I'd really dearly love to meet, who I've struck up a great friendship with over the last few years. And it's going to happen one way or another. Well, that's what it's all about. That's what marching on is to do with, getting all these things done. Taking a negative outcome and putting a positive one in its place. As we take a thought, and take a break there and just let the clock just give us some soothing ticking. To be honest, I might not run many more than just that one for now. That one is my favourite. It's my grand's old clock. I might just run him, you know. Because there's no point in having any others running, really, because there's too many of them. But I will run others over time. Next week, we might have a different one running. I know Melanie Potu wants to see me run them all. So for Melanie Potu, there will be a boo following at some point where we do get them all running and you will get to hear them all at once. I might do that, you know. I might just go all out on this and just do it. Because, to be honest, it would be rather cool once again to hear this room alive with all the clocks ticking. That won't be happening today. I've got things I need to do today, so that won't be a today's happening, but it will happen. We will get it. And that's the most important thing. If you know what you need to get and how you're going to get it, you know, then good. So, yeah, that's that. Not really much else I can say. So, yeah, I shall get these marching on boos posted. So, yeah, I shall have a look what's on Audio Boo and see if there's anything I can... Because I subscribed to Blind Ability's channel. It was Mel that got me into that one. Thank you very much for that. That's very cool. So, without further ado, guys, I shall go get my projects done for the day. I might come back tonight and do a part 3 and report on what I got done and how well I got done with it and all that stuff.